from the first couple of games is you see what's missing, and it's a little thing here and a little thing there. And as a, you know, as an average football fan, you kind of don't see how the X's and O's are playing out. And something that was a 3-yard loss, you know, oh, if we would have just taken one more step this way, that would have been a 10-yard gain. And so that's kind of something that happens, and we know that when we go back to the tape. And today it played out in our favor.
It's 6-6 going to the fourth quarter, but Jim was mentioning on the broadcast, I think I was seeing it, they kind of look like the Swarm looked in the fourth quarter last week. They looked kind of gassed. Did you sense the same thing?
Yes, we did, and that's why we decided to keep it on the ground. The humidity here is special, and we knew it was a home field advantage for us, definitely. And so that's why we came out running early, and we tried to maintain that throughout.
With the Bulldogs coming in next week, it's a good squad, and you know, I was talking with the guys about what a victory would mean next week as far as really getting this momentum train going for the Swarm. Does it feel like just kind of a big game atmosphere sort of week for your football team now?
Yeah, the Bulldogs are the big bully on the block, right?
They did lose today, by the way.
I did hear that.
Yeah.
But we are... We are close enough to Kansas City in regards to the rest of the league that there's the Titans and the Bulldogs and ourselves, that we're kind of a little competitive group of our own, you know, inside the league. And they're the big bully on the block as far as that goes. And, yeah, we love the opportunity to take them on and see what they have this year.